I didn't really get meat minute.
You're the new ethics.
I'll be good at that. So any modifications to the agenda? Orders. Town Forest and Rec Area Trail Project update.
Oh, that'd be me, huh?
I thought it was somebody else.
So I'll go back to Stratton Rec. We got the application in for $240 in matching. Wadsworth had come back with a price for a timber frame pavilion over the basketball court. It was like $250,000, like $250,000. I immediately went out and then priced a bunch of the metal buildings. I found them to be like $75 to $80 for the building, and then $6 or so a square foot for the insulation. So probably somewhere like $120 to $140 for the metal pavilion. So
this is over the whole basketball?
Yeah, 50 by 100 pavilion for over it. So we thought we were pretty good. Allison had said, you know, potentially if we did want to do a timber frame, since it's much further off in the future, potentially we could raise more money, but we've got, you know, some play in what we're going to do. For this year, so far, our goal is to raise 10 grand for this summer to finish the trail to the top and then do some minor alterations to the green trail going down. Right now, we got about $8,000, so we're hoping to raise another $2,000. Unfortunately, Vimba did not have as much money in their grant pot this year as they thought they were going to, so we had asked for $7,500 and only received $5,500. And then we got a small grant from Motorex in Connecticut to do a bunch of the adaptive stuff that Vermont Adaptive wanted us to change. So we have to raise another $2,000, but we're pretty close. I'm sure I can put my knee pads on and hit up a couple of people and be like, can you give me $500? So we plan to do that work starting in June, finish that. Then we'll go do our work at Crosstown because we have about a month of work to do there. And then the plan was to go back and do Stratton Town Parks because we still have the $18,000 that we got for the Borac grant from the state. The state won't issue it to us until whatever's done with the Nature Conservancy.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were going to do the RTP grant that we got for doing the right-of-way out to Somerset, bringing all the road builder and filling in all the wet spots.
So you're going to go all the way down to Somerset?
Yep. We're going to go all the way to where the snowmobile trail makes that 90-degree turn.
Yep. And then the Catamount Trail goes up, and then they're going to take that big rope on?
Yeah, so that little section between the snowmobile trail and where the Catamount is, I'm going to decommission the existing kind of secret trail there, move it about 75 feet to the left where there's a little more elevation so it won't be wet, do it about 60 inches wide. So we're going to start down at this end, you know, with the crawler carrier, dumping material, work our way out, bring the excavator out, then build that section, and then walk back out. So, but that was the plan to do that stuff, you know, in that order. Now we're going to court with the Nature Conservancy. So I would think we might want to, I don't know, we probably want to talk to Bob because we maybe be able to get the judge to say, hey, this has been 3 years or 2 years or whatever it is. This funding is going away. This is definitely allowed. This was storm recovery stuff so that we can execute it. But we might want to talk to Bob about that to get the judge involved.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, because, I mean, that money essentially, it has to be spent by January 1st of this year or the state takes it back. Well, they don't take it back. It's a reimbursement grant. We just don't have access to it.
This year or next year?
This year. So January, this coming January.
2026.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means by this fall, you know, it needs to be executed. Yeah. And then I was going to ask about if anybody had heard about the Nature Conservancy, which we got an answer on.
We're being sued.
Evidently. We don't know that definitely yet.
Okay.
So yeah, that's where we stand with grants. So we'll start over at Stratton Rec this summer, go do stuff over across town, and then I guess we kind of got to see what shakes out with the Nature Conservancy. But we should probably have a meeting with Bob to find out what we're going to do. I think that's it. I was real.
I think we're going to report.
Yeah. I mean,
not surprising,
but
that's how we're going to end up. So.
I think it's a shame that they intentionally dragged this out, you know, for so long. Which I think was.
Well, I think they'd say we did that by not responding to what they were wanting.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't. We didn't have no application.
Any emails to that? Emails that don't exist.
No, I mean I think the issue with it is, you know, what they're essentially trying to do is convert a deed restriction into an easement where they have right of first refusal and control of the property. Generally, with an easement, you are paid for whoever holds that easement because it.
I mean, they always have right. Everything we sell it has to go through them. So.
Right, but
they have that.
But as far as what's done on the property, as long as it's covered under that deed restriction, they have no say in.
Yes. Not while we have it, but if right. they were to take it back and, or whether if we decided to sell it, they would have jurisdiction to dictate what goes into the deed.
Right.
Because they can say, no, you're not selling it to whoever you want to sell it to without. Meaning what they want to see in that deed.
Right.
I mean, we might be able to contest that. Well, I mean, that's all just dependent on whether that ever comes into play, which is probably not.
The point that I was making was, yeah. Usually with an easement, you get paid for an easement because they take or assume control of the property. It's considered a taking, you know, where you lose that control. And for the town, I think the question is, if the transfer or the agreement had come up with all these other restrictions on it, would the town have ever accepted it? Probably not. You know?
Yeah.
So I think the onus is on them to be like, hey, you know, I'm still very surprised that they want to push forward with this. But we'll see what happens and we'll talk to Bob.
You are surprised?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they want to go to court because if it goes to court, they're going to be forced to answer some very serious questions about adaptive access, and then that's going to be public knowledge. Which, up until this point, it's been very unpublic.
Well, like I said, that was what Bob assumed.
Assumed, yeah.
And it makes some sense because they now have a new attorney's office handling the case. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going there. It could mean that somebody's going to be a little more pushy on getting their way and scaring us into moving in their direction.
Well, I mean, at that point, it would be like, we've already been down this road once.
Yeah.
No, take us to court. Yeah. You know, like, we're not going to go back through this same process that we just did for
two years.
Yeah. With another person, yeah. Just because they didn't get the answers they wanted.
The other guy's not.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see what happens.
And if they do, like I said, you got to remediate it anyway prior to moving on.
Right. My thing was with Bob was, since we do have money on the line and it's for, the problem that we have now is by not doing the work that we were supposed to do, we have compounding issues of damage, of no maintenance. You know, we essentially haven't done any real maintenance on the property in 2 years.
Who knows when this will end up finally going to court? The courts are all backed up anyway, aren't they?
Well, that's why I was saying we could go to the judge and say, listen, we need to do these, remediation and, deal with these storm problems with the funding that we have. If not, when we come out of court, they're going to be on the hook, or whoever's going to be on the hook for the amount of damage.
Still, at this point, they don't have any kind of court order. Stop us from doing it.
That's the other. So, one of the issues is.
You can just move forward with that.
Well, the problem is the state will not issue the funds because Lynn contacted them and said, we hold an easement, which she doesn't. She said, told them they hold an easement, they hold a restriction. And the state was like, we take easements, and deed restrictions very seriously. And if they have a problem, we can't issue it. And it's like, well, their only way to challenge it is to get a legal court order, and they haven't done so. So they kind of jumped the shark by doing that. Mm-hmm. They should have gotten legal judgment, then brought that to the state, and they didn't do that. Which is why I feel like the judge could say, hey, you know, there is damage going on because this work isn't getting done. You stopped a project. In the middle, there was more work that was supposed to happen. Because a bunch of the stuff that they were talking about, like drainage issues, were all because they stopped the project in the middle of the project. So, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you guys. I'm sorry.
And so next, on the 14th of April, which is the next meeting, Martina from Ash Forest will be here.
Did she say what specifically she was coming down for? Just that?
Just overview of the coming year and everything.
Okay.
And I don't know that that's... It sounds like she knows about it and probably will talk about it if she can.
Yeah, she's been kind of kept abreast at a distance of what was going on. That's why I was very surprised when you talked to her.
Yeah.
All right. But
she called me one day. It was pumping me for
a job.
I just told her what had gone on. Because it's all public knowledge. But then she also said that annually she likes to go to all the towns that they own property in and just, you know, because they got stuff they're still doing out of Grout Pond.
Yeah.
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 It's
yeah,
you know,
what's that?
We'll see what she has. I mean, she seems pretty supportive because, you know, doing so mm-hmm. much with them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll leave you to your other stuff, yeah. Boys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Sorry to call it bad news.
It's okay.
You going to need the side-by-side for anything up there?
Hey, not until that. There's still snow there.
Yeah.
Well, we got a while.
Yep. All right. Well, just let me know. It's down at the shop right now. We usually move it down there during the winter because that's when the biggest nucleus of idiots is usually up there, so we figured that way if one of them does get stoned enough to burn the place down, that's one
less. Burn this side by side down.
Once it kind of melts out, I'll go up there and do a lap and see if we have any down trees.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, when you get ready, you know, just let me know if you need anything and we'll.
Okay. I appreciate it. All right, night, boys.
All right, see you later.
Have a very nice evening.
All right, next thing, road crew. We have a resignation from Scotty.
Okay.
Do we need a motion to accept?
Second.
I saw him the other day. Talked to him for a while. Actually, it was a lot better than last time I saw him. But he's not sure. He might go to it. If you change your mind, you can always change your mind. But apparently, he wants out, so.
Well, he said he'd take it as the backup.
Yeah.
So, what's the procedure for getting a new
doctor? You can just, my opinion is you can just hire Mark since he's the standby and has been.
He's been good. I mean, he's
doing my telephone
part time. It's been.
It was like last July or August.
And he's been working all this time without benefits because he's part-time, temporary part-time, which doesn't get anything.
Yeah, we discussed.
At least if we bring it in.
We discussed pay at the last meeting.
Well, we were just comparing Steve's rate to
TV, right? Sorry.
You just move him up to
Scott's rate.
And then are we on the hook to, I mean, does
for back bennies.
For like back bennies as far as like does he get some time on off or how does that?
It's
Hallie would do that probably.
She you can talk if you want to do that, certainly. He's probably gonna want to he did mention he does want some other benefits or some of the benefits, and I don't know what. He's going to look it over when he is given the job over there. So, do you want to next meeting maybe discuss that?
By the time you can discuss it, maybe discuss it with him.
Do you want to have him come to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Or?
meantime, somebody make a motion.
Okay.
Whatever you guys want to do, but I would
make a motion.
And then just, you want me to just ask him to be at the next meeting, so we can.
I'll second it, or that's fine, yeah.
And then just ask him to attend the next meeting, so we can discuss, you know, just going forward, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's how much he's going to pay us.
Yeah.
And then maintain Scott as the temporary.
Yeah, as long as he's able, sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I really don't have much, with the exception that Tim is likely going to be out for a little bit. He's going to have a surgery on that ear. He's going up again Wednesday to see if he can find out some more about, you know, exactly when they're going to do it. And
what did he do with ear? Injury or what?
No, he developed about a month ago. He had a lot of hearing loss in one of his ears, and they found a tumor, I guess, like in between, it sounds like it's in between his eardrum and where all the nerve canals go into his brain. And
what are they doing with that, brother?
Yeah, so they've looked at it with an MRI, and I guess the first procedure, the ear guy, he's the same guy that operated on my ear that time, but mine was nothing like what this is. He thought he was going to have a neurologist in, because he thought they were going to actually have to go into his brain. But he thinks he's figured out a less invasive way of doing it. But I think the bottom line is, I think he's still going to be out of work for maybe 6 or 7 weeks recovery.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's like 4 or 5 days in the hospital afterwards.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they may end up doing one of those cochlear implants, because the guy said there's no guarantee that your hearing is just going to come back after I take that tumor out.
Right.
And he said, I'd rather put the wire in and do the whole implant while I'm in there, so we don't find out that you're not hearing and then I have to go back in and cut you open again to do it. So he said, I think it's the most logical thing to do is to just plan on doing it all in one procedure. And then it's just kind of weird. It just all of a sudden developed. He came in one day and he said, I'm having trouble hearing. And now his biggest problem is, it's got his balance so screwed up, he can't work now. Mm-hmm. You know, he ended up having to go to he went to the hospital in an ambulance last week, because when his wife came home from work, he said, I can't walk. He said, I can't. He said, unless you think you can carry me all the way to the car. He said, you know.
What's it, like vertigo or something?
Yeah. And he threw up so much that day from all that dizziness, he got dehydrated. So they ended up keeping him overnight in Grace Cottage.
Yeah.
And they got him, I guess there's some physical therapy that he can do in the meantime to help regain his balance, but he has to find out where he can do that, because the surgeon at Dartmouth said, he said, I need to talk to Grace Cottage's therapy department and find out if they do this. He said, not everybody does it. He said, it's a little different kind of, he said, they might do it. He said, I'm just not as familiar with them. So he was going to talk to them, because there is some PT that.
How soon are you talking about doing surgery?
Tim said he'd do it tonight.
Exactly.
As soon as he can.
Yeah.
And I think the surgeon said that he has some slots in April coming up that he'd be able to do it. So I think Tim wants it done like yesterday. I think he just doesn't want to screw around and get it over with. But he called me yesterday and he said, you know, I wish I could come in. And I said, right now it's probably better that you don't. Because if you fall down and bust your head open or break your arm, now it's a workman's comp thing when you shouldn't have been working anyway. You know, if the doctor told, you know, so he feels bad. I was like, don't worry about it. I was like, you know, we'll get through it, you know. So.
You gotta watch out, though. Grace Cottage,
no, I think they're pretty damn good. I think the surgeon just had to find out, like.
That's why it's fun going there.
It's.
I wonder if it's. Basically, like rolls your head around like one of those mazes with the ball in it.
Maybe it could be. I don't
know
much involves it.
I should know it off the top of my head.
He just said that. But Tim said, he said, I'd rather honestly just forego the therapy and get the surgery.
Yeah.
You know, he said, that's really a mandate.
Which way
you know,
that's, and they just spin around the other end, right?
your bouncers are going from back to back until everything's working right up there.
Yeah, and there, there's...
Howie said he's got probably about, I think, probably about 6 weeks between his sick bank sick time and personal time.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So you might have to discuss something more about that down the road if it goes beyond that.
Yeah. Or we might be able to front him some vacation time or whatever. You know, we've done that in the past for people. Or whatever. But, you know, I think he wants to move on as soon as he can.
I don't have to worry about that.
That's what I told him. I said, whatever. I said, I mean, for right now, it couldn't happen at a better time. You know, I mean, honestly, you know. Yeah. And I just don't know what I'm going to do by now because it depends on what happens with Beth, but it also depends on what happens with him.
How is Beth doing?
She's all right.
Recurrence or anything?
No, no recurrence of that. Okay. I mean, she still gets a little bit of headache from the concussion and like her tailbone is still sore. But they said if you bruised it, they said it could be sore for a few weeks, you know.
What's it been now? Has it been 2 weeks yet?
Almost. Yeah, Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah. It was 2 weeks. So she's going up on the 6th for an MRI and then the 10th to see the neurologist but I don't know what's gonna happen.
Well,
I don't know.
It's just Stewie and you then, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my knee may not happen for a while. You know, I mean, but whatever.
It kind of sucks, but
I can get around. I mean, it's the least of,
I'll still remember doing stupid. We kind of need him. Oh, we got Stevie in the wings, too.
But other than that, there's really not too much highway stuff right now. It's just that grant for the paving is all submitted see what they say, but other than that, we're doing
it. Yeah, we've got all the warnings out for the bids coming up for April 28th. So.
Yeah, I got to meet with Josh tomorrow and look at a couple of those culverts over there because now it's getting to the point where if there's any kind of a perennial stream at all, I got to get a permit for even like a 2-foot culvert now. So he's going to come and look at them tomorrow, but there won't be any problem. He's just going to say, yeah, this is what I want. You know, it's fine. You know,
right.
It's just a little warm for me. You know, it's getting to the point where. It's like gonna need a permit to go out and plow pretty soon.
Ooh,
I think
just want more money.
Okay, now wait.
So
what's next?
But other than that, there's really nothing else for us. I don't think.
Check in for bats. Maybe do an archaeological dig.
Yeah, really.
So we'll do the fleet permits under this.
Yep.
Fleet permits for solar sand and gravel. You guys want to read these or? Both sand and gravel, pump and excavate, Barrett Trucking, AmeriGas. Everybody all right with them? I guess I just signed them.
Yeah, you just sign here. Just sign it off the locker instead of the
that. You can put my title in there.
When's Al come back?
I think he'll be back by the next meeting, I think.
Well, that's mid-April before he had him on his
back. Yeah.
April 14th.
I thought he said he was going for like at least 3 weeks.
He said Tuesday in March.
Yeah.
I thought he said 3 weeks.
I don't remember exactly. Yeah. It was a good part of the month anyway.
Yeah. Is this the first and second? Oh, that came in today.
Oh, so move on the fleet permits.
Okay. I mean, what? New apparel?
Second. What's that?
Oh, some new apparel.
All in favor.
All right.
I don't know. Is it just something that came in the mail this morning?
Do we need to discuss this at all?
No, we already talked about that. That goes with the salmon, with the rec areas. So. All
right. Consider town hall request. Is there a list of them somewhere?
Title bombs, May 24th.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
All
right. That was fast. Review and minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. adjourn.
And then we're going to do a liquor control?
Yeah, that's what.
Make advantages. I'll be back.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, let me stop this real quick.